The buzzer rang on the church door one afternoon. As I opened the door, I was greeted by a man who immediately launched into a story before I could invite him inside the building. He explained that he had lost his job, fallen into some hard times, and his water had been shut off. So as I invited him in, assuming that he was in need of money to pay his bill, he stopped me. He asked for water. I assured him that we could offer him water while we talked, and he stopped me again. He went around the corner of the building and returned wheeling buckets. I am certain my mouth dropped open. I was so surprised. He didn't want money. He needed water. He was all so unexpected. We went to the maintenance closet where he could fill up the large buckets with water. And meanwhile, he shared his story, where he had been, where he was going. We hoped together for a better tomorrow. As he rolled his buckets of water down the street, I had to remind myself of the beauty and courage of people, of how I need to see and welcome each person as Christ himself. It's a normal part of church life, strangers knocking on the door in need of assistance with housing or food or clothing. The very nature of church calls us to be a safe place of compassion and kindness. What I've discovered is this: the most important thing anyone needs, struggling or not, is a friend, someone to navigate life with. So whether you are sharing some buckets of water or greeting a person in the grocery store, the real moment is when you pause. You actually see the person and offer your presence of love. In these moments of authentic relationship, everyone is transformed. I've since come to expect the all so unexpected in my encounters with people. In our reading this morning, we encounter an all so unexpected man named Jesus. Jesus arrives out of the throes of the wilderness crying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." In the previous text, in a mere 5 lines, Mark describes the baptism of Jesus, the powerful force of the Spirit, and Jesus' life-altering 40-day encounter with God in the wilderness. What we know from the teaching that follows is Jesus experienced profound universal love. This universal love becomes the lens through which Jesus views the world, with God as his center point. Jesus lives and teaches with a new clarity, profound compassion, and authority. As a result, he chooses to inaugurate a new family that lives to express such inward love outwardly to all people. For Jesus, in this new social order, he refers to as the kingdom of God, loving God is equivalent to loving humans. And so we discover the gentle, compassionate spirit of a man who travels the land of Israel, healing, teaching, and loving all of humanity in a profound way. See, through this way of love, the kingdom of God becomes fully present here on earth. It draws heaven and earth together. In just a few lines, the Gospel of Mark defines the bedrock on which Jesus constructs the kingdom of God. This message about the kingdom of God is linked to the call, "Follow me." A typical translation of today's scripture reads, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." That's how I had always learned it. We go fish for people, as if it was something to do. The better translation, though, interprets this call of fishing for people as a new identity. It literally says in Greek, "Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers for people." I want you to hear that again. "Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers for people." This call is not an addendum to a job description. It's not one more thing to do. Leslie Hopp eloquently explains, Jesus' mission was to call people to repentance, that is, a total reorientation of their lives so that they will be in a position to accept God's sovereign rule authentically. Followers of Christ embody a new identity. They become fishers for people. Fishers for people drop their nets. This is a shedding of an old identity, especially in a culture where identity is assumed according to the trade of your family. As a follower of Jesus, there is nothing more important in life than people and impacting the lives of people. Jesus makes it clear from the very beginning that this work is a people business. Followers of Jesus are called to get caught up with people, loving them just as they are, and becoming a companion that leads to healing and justice. Notice that the fishermen leave their nets behind. They aren't hauling in a catch. Jesus begins and ends with 12 disciples. As fishers for people, our role is not to fill pews or engage in church growth initiatives. The intent is not to collect people, but to unconditionally share love, joy, peace, and hope in the broken world through acts of compassion and mercy. At the age of 6, Emory professor Dr. Gregory Ellison II asked his aunt how he might change the world. She responded saying, "Baby, I don't know how you can change the world, but you can change the 3 feet around you." His aunt's words of wisdom transformed into a spiritual way of living he calls the 3 feet practice. Dr. Ellison explains that in this daily spiritual practice, he is intentional about seeing the people around him and hearing their stories. This faith practice reflects his commitment to welcoming the stranger and taking time to connect with others. He recognizes that there are people who live feeling like they are hidden in plain view. By intentionally focusing on the people who enter his 3-foot space and engaging with them, Dr. Ellison asserts that his living, loving presence by just listening saves lives. People feel heard, valued, and affirmed. At the same time, it lessens the fear of strangers that is so much a part of our culture. Dr. Ellison embodies the very basic principle of becoming fishers for people. In the video, Reverend Dotson was explicit. Discipleship begins with relationship. We cannot disciple people who we are not in relationship with. The radical, universal love which Jesus shares is rooted in the compassion and mercy only possible when you see every person with dignity and open your heart to authentic relationships with them. I believe that there are no accidents. I believe that the people who enter your personal circle are there for a reason. Everywhere we go, with everyone we meet, we are called to become fishers for people, to love people radically. Fishers for people walk away from their boats and the fish in the sea and even their families. Priorities change. You are no longer called to a private salvation, but to a public vocation. Jesus did not gather these fishers for people to study together and care for their families and friends. Jesus' call moves you out of the center of your circle and into a mobile community where God's grace grounds you to be a source of love in a widening circle that reaches to the ends of the earth. Hunter Doherty Patch Adams is a doctor by trade, but if you ask him, he'll tell you above all else, He considers himself an activist for peace, justice, and care for all people. You may know a little bit about his life from the movie Patch Adams, with Robin Williams playing the doctor who wore that big red clown nose. After being hospitalized because he didn't want to live in a world with so much violence and injustice, Patch decided instead to engage the world as a happy soul. He began clowning in public. Then Patch studied medicine to become a doctor. And along the way, he challenged the sterile institutional practices of medicine. He focused on fostering relationships with all people, with connections that brought joy and laughter. Patch envisioned and created the Gesundheit Institute, a communal eco-village hospital that provided free medical care. His unorthodox approaches of healing almost stopped him from being able to finish medical school. Patch recognized that healing required more than medicine. Healing was relational. Today, while he continues to pursue this dream of a crazy free hospital, he travels the world on clown trips, reaching all corners of the world in war zones, refugee camps, natural disaster sites. Patch says, "My life has been a dance with humanity. Friends are my passion." Patch Adams embodies the radical life of a fisher for people. The gentleman who had wheeled his water down the street returned when he received notification of a job interview. He was so excited to share the opportunity. If he could get to the interview, he could secure himself a full-time position. He lacked the resources to pay for the public transportation. So he returned to a place where he had experienced hospitality, where he had been seen and invited in, where someone had listened to his story. Someone had encouraged him in his struggles and allowed him to drink from the well. I was blessed to share in this difficult part of his life journey and to celebrate his moment of success when he got the job. If I had simply paid for a water bill, the outcome would have been different. Our lives would not have intersected so beautifully. Do you see the people around you and offer something more than a transaction? Do you intentionally seek to engage in relational interactions with all people, friends, neighbors, and strangers, those who are like you and those who are different, those nearby and those who live in places to which you must choose to go? Jesus proclaims, "Follow me, and I will make you to become fishers of people." Become is a really important word. Following Jesus is not a one-time choice. It's a lifelong journey. We must nurture this long-standing commitment in Christ. Let us join together this morning, whether committing for the first time or renewing your commitment to become fishers for people, followers of Jesus the Christ. And so together we're going to share in a prayer of commitment. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers for people." Join me now in our prayer of commitment. Lord Jesus, the one and only Christ, you called many people from many walks of life to leave their own ways and follow you, to be your disciples, and to prize people as something to seek, find, and restore. Lord Jesus, the one true leader of every church, we choose to stand as one church, your church, and to lift our focus from our differences and divides. We will leave our own ways and follow you together. Support each other as we seek to be your disciples and work together to focus on fishing once more. For we must act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly together before you and each other. For the sake of our worship of you, our love for each other, and the future and freedom of all those still living in poverty. Lord Jesus, we ask for your Spirit's help with this, for we are quick to focus on ourselves, our labels, and our differences, rather than the same nets in our hands and the same leader before us. Christ, have mercy, and your precious name, which unites us all. Amen. Let us join together, singing our hymn of response, We Are Called.